From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. and its Arab partners are reported to again be carrying out airstrikes against the organization known as the Islamic State. Earlier this week, NPR's Tom Bowman says some 200 strikes were launched against a variety of targets. He says today it appears the strikes are somewhat more focused.
Pentagon officials say there were 13 airstrikes against a dozen small oil refineries that were key in providing operating funds for the militant group. All the refineries were in eastern Syria, and officials say they provided the Islamic State with $2 million each day in refined petroleum. These latest strikes were different from the first wave of air attacks on Monday. Those strikes targeted Islamic State headquarters, armored vehicles, supplies, and staging areas near the central Syrian city of Raqqa and also along the border with Iraq. Officials are still assessing the bomb damage, but say the initial indications show the strikes were successful. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The extremist group has used oil revenues to fund some of its operations. As of Tuesday, according to U.S. Central Command, the U.S. had carried out airstrikes at least 20 locations in Syria. United Nations Security Council is calling on all members to make it a serious criminal offense for their citizens to travel abroad to fight with militant groups or to recruit or fund others to do so. At a meeting chaired by President Obama, the 15 members of the council unanimously adopting a U.S.-drafted resolution calling on countries to punish such recruitment operations by their citizens. Obama says the resolution has some bite.
Specifically, nations are required to prevent and suppress the recruiting, organizing, transporting, or equipping of foreign terrorist fighters, as well as the financing of their travel or activities.
UN action comes amid the rise of the so-called Islamic State and other al-Qaeda-affiliated terror organizations. The FBI in a new report says the number of so-called active shooter incidents has jumped in recent years. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the Bureau says there were 160 such incidents between 2000 and 2013.
The FBI defines active shooter as someone who's actively engaged in killing or trying to kill people in a confined and populated area. These shootings include the Washington Navy Yard last year and Sandy Hook Elementary School. The FBI says in the first years of its study, there were about 6.4 of these shootings per year. But in the last 7 years, that rate has jumped to a little more than one a month. Most have occurred in businesses or shopping malls and schools. Many are over in minutes. The FBI hopes to use the data to determine ways of identifying possible shooters before they act and to better prepare businesses, schools, and law enforcement to respond to shootings that do occur. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Sales of new homes took a bump up in August, primarily due to a surge in buyers in the West and Northeast. According to the Commerce Department, new home sales rose 18%. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 154 points. This is NPR. The top Republican lawmaker on the Senate Armed Services Committee is now indicating he plans to hold up money needed to fight the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. That is, until the administration details how it will protect American personnel being sent in to fight the virus. Oklahoma Republican Jim Inhofe is saying a comprehensive plan on how the Pentagon will protect those personnel needs to be laid out. The U.S. military is sending 3,000 of its personnel to help train those seeking to contain the worst ever outbreak of the deadly disease. An Algerian terrorist group is claiming to be affiliated with the Islamic State and has now killed a French hostage. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports French President François Hollande says the killing has hardened his country's resolve to fight ISIS.
Speaking in New York at a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, François Hollande said France would never back down to barbaric threats.
Ma détermination est totale.
This aggression only strengthens our determination, said Hollande. We will continue to fight terrorism everywhere, and especially against ISIS, which is spreading death throughout Iraq and Syria. ISIS has threatened retaliation against French citizens since France joined the U.S. coalition fighting the group. 55-year-old Hervé Gourdel was a mountain guide leading a group in northern Algeria. He was captured Sunday and killed 3 days later. Gourdel is the fourth Westerner to be killed by ISIS in recent weeks, after two American journalists and a British aid worker. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Grand juries decided against charging NASCAR driver Tony Stewart in connection with the death of another driver at a sprint car race in New York State. The decision announced today comes nearly 7 weeks after a car driven by Stewart struck and killed another driver, 20-year-old Kevin Ward, who'd been in an earlier altercation with Stewart. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.